Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2459, A Minimalist Productivity System for Improving Your Attention Span, by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your narrator. And yesterday it was my brother's birthday, today it's my mom's birthday, and unfortunately I have to fly out of town today, so hopefully this message, you know, makes up for that a little bit. I know she'll hear it since she listens daily. So happy birthday, Mom, I love you. And with that, we're going to get right to another post as we optimize your life. A Minimalist Productivity System for Improving Your Attention Span, by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com. Productivity. Systems. If those words don't get you all kinds of riled up, I don't know what will. I'm kidding. Unless you're a total productivity nerd, these words probably elicit a reaction that would more quickly have you click away from this article than anything else. I've explored about 3 million different systems for tasks and productivity tracking, and find that most of them get way too complex way too fast. It's always exciting to find or start some new solution with big promises of time savings. What usually happens is it gets too complex too fast, and it all explodes, which just leads to giving up on it completely. The most important part of any system is for it to not get too overwhelming so you actually, well, use it. After some experimentation, I've landed on a more simple and minimalist productivity system for improving your attention span by distributing different types of tasks throughout the day. What productive even means. First, what does productive even mean? When I say productivity, I don't mean just work and how efficiently you can do it. I mean it in a holistic life sense. I view productivity more like single tasking, meaning how focused on any one task are we? It could be rest, maintaining the household, getting exercise, playing a game, or working. Rest or play can be just as productive if it's needed because they recharge us so that we can have more productive work times. I've tried productivity systems by some other guys in the productivity YouTube space like Just Joe Lee, Thomas Frankly, and Matt Diavella, and most go into much more detail than I need. So here's what I ended up doing that seems to work very well without taking up more time than doing the actual work. A more minimalist productivity system. There are 4 different categories: connect, maintain, rest, and work. Connect is what it sounds like, time reserved for connecting with colleagues, family, and friends. Maintain is all the household or maintenance activities that are simply a part of life, such as cleaning the house, cooking, running errands, etc. Rest includes play, self-care, meditation, naps, and any kind of reflection. And work is what we normally think of when it comes to productivity, focused, dedicated work time. Typically, my workday starts with making coffee in a more mindful way. I consider it as a rest activity since it's a peaceful and meditative routine for me. I often will then take a short break to play a chess game after the focused work session to recharge a bit. Especially with the pandemic, I always try to make sure I have enough connect sprinkled throughout my week, like a call I had recently with my friend Kate Flanders about her newest book. However, I also make sure there aren't too many connect activities during the day since all that talking doesn't usually get much done. I then have another work block, like writing a newsletter, next on the calendar, followed by maintain activities such as making food or exercising. Note that the blocks on the calendar don't need to be perfect. The idea is that you'll generally have an idea of how your day and week are balanced between the different categories of connect, maintain, rest, and work. The categories might overlap a bit for you, and that's okay. You can even change them up. The why behind the minimalist productivity system. Why is this even important? The reason why I do this minimalist productivity system is because of what I call the fire bucket theory. Imagine there's a fire burning, and so you fill a bucket and start dumping water on it. That's doing the work in this example. But unfortunately, you're going to run out and have to go get more water eventually. In this situation, many of us keep trying to put out the fire with an empty bucket. In some cases, it can get to the point where some of us may try to put out the fire with the bucket itself. It never really works unless there's a super small fire remaining, and now you have a damaged bucket that won't even hold water anymore. What we need to do instead is break up the process. Take a step back from the work, get more water, and then return back to the fire. It's going to be so much more effective than chopping trees with a dull axe, if you prefer the sharpen the axe analogy instead. It's the same kind of idea. Keeping the system flexible and sustainable. Splitting up your day in the four categories of connect, maintain, rest, and work helps you to keep that balance for yourself. It helps you to continue to prioritize the activities that often get deprioritized when life gets busier. We will have more focus and energy to give to our work when we split our days and weeks up. This minimalist productivity system is meant to be flexible. Every day is different for me. I don't have a perfect 5-day work system. What this system allows me to do is build out an entire work week. That way I can schedule out work in other categories and then write in my notebook what I'm actually working on. Because let's face it, the work is never, ever done. For our emotional and mental health, it's more sustainable to have the work scheduled throughout the week along with rest, connection, and other activities. You just listened to the post titled "A Minimalist Productivity System for Improving Your Attention Span" by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And thank you to Anthony. I could definitely relate to this idea of a system becoming overwhelming and way too complex, way too fast. We all have different tastes and levels of comfort with these things. Some like to write things down. Some like to keep things totally digital. And what works for me might not work for you. As an example, with me personally, I heard about bullet journaling from articles I've read right here on this show before. So I figured, why not give bullet journaling a try? It works for millions of people. So I got out, found the perfect journal that I thought would be right for bullet journaling. I got the right pen. But boy, was that too much for me. I did it consistently for a bit to give it a fair try, but found that I kept moving tasks from one day to the next that were sort of nice to do, but not really that important. But I still eventually wanted to do them. I just found myself writing them on the next page over and over again, wasting time writing it down because it would take months before I actually got it done. It just didn't work for me, even though, again, many people swear by it and love that system. Now, I wouldn't have known, though, unless I tried it. And same goes for the system Anthony talked about in this post. If it sparked something in you, well, give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, worst case scenario is that you learned a little more about yourself and what probably would work. So keep at it, keep testing, have a nice and productive day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.